that brought you here.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Listen to the program of a man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Got
Bless you in Radio Land. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. Yes, my friends, I'm asking you to keep that faith. I'm asking you to keep that trinity of faith in your heart today. For I know many right now are facing situations that seem to come from nowhere, facing problems that they seem unchangeable. Some right now have court cases that seem unwinnable. Some right now have sicknesses that seem unhealable. Many that I've talked to across the country are still trying to work on situations that they never dreamed that they'd be involved with. You, my friends, I'm asking you to keep that faith. I want you to know, my friends, that book of Genesis to Revelations is real. And if you have just that faith, my friends, on today, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around, and all you need, my friends, is just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Write down the telephone number, my friends. I'll be in the prayer office all throughout the day with you, and especially you that are in need. Whether you are dealing with unnatural or natural sicknesses, whether you're dealing with witchcraft or voodoo or hoodoo, whether right now you have no peace in that home, whether you, my friends, have trouble on that job or need that wife, that husband, that girlfriend, that boyfriend that went astray back right there at home with you. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, my friends, write it down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Whether you want to dress around your home, whether you right now have that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, your nature on vacation, or you have a problem with diabetes or your kidneys or your heart condition is giving you trouble. You know, my friends, we deal with all types of herbal remedies that we have been sending across the country for many years. I've told many in the past how it came about. In the days of old, there used to be someone always on that farm that can go off into the woods with a crocus sack across that back, come back after they grab up everything that they needed, boil it, strain it, and steep it. Or boil it, steep it, and strain it, and drink it, so that the next day they can go back to that field. Yes, you that have that arthritis, that gout, that problem in your body, some right now cannot make it to the restroom in the middle of the night without holding on to the dresser. One woman said, Reb, I'm glad that sweating is gone because I can wear high heel shoes now. Might be a problem there where you are losing with that court case. And you say, well, in the Bible it shows how them doors were open. Oh, my God. You know, I've spoke to some that have been different places here and there and still going through the same situations that they were before. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, get that pencil, get that paper ready. I'm going to give it to you in just a minute. When you write, my friends, whatever donation you send towards the ministry, my friends, you send it from your heart. For if it's not from your heart, oh, my God, we're going for naught. Friends, again, when you write, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil. I'm going to send you a prayer cloth, and I want you to pray with it. I'm going to send you, my friends, a cross for you to keep with you. Some say, well, Rev, I need something to bathe with. Some say, Rev, I'd like to have something to dress around that home or that business. Again, friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. Again, that's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory right here in Atlanta. Again, Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. You might have some enemies around there placing stumbling blocks and sitting back and watching. Might have someone around there throwing stones and hiding that hand. You know, my friends, we've talked to some that were about to give up, but I'm asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter what it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for prayer is the key. And if you have just that faith, my friends, just that faith, you too can come through. Write that telephone number, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Oh, my God. I know you can turn it around. I've seen many throughout the years, my friends. I sat down and waited and waited, but you know that broke that wagon down when you put too much weight on it. Some say, well, I'll get started tomorrow, but tomorrow, my friends, not too late, but you, good God, you never know. Again, friends, write that number down. That's 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'll be here at the telephone line throughout the day. If the line is busy, just dial me right back all throughout this day. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If I cannot help you through the power of God, my friends, I've shown enough to God will not harm you. I'm going to play one testimonial for you and get right back with you. Write down that telephone number. I'm here at the prayer line right now, my friends.
Everywhere I went, there was a block. I mean, you know, they were just blocking me. It was like, oh, I don't have the money. I can't do this. I can't help you. And I can't help you. And I was so down and out. Sunday, I guess it must have been God's will for me to listen to the radio station, because I've never listened to that station on a Sunday morning at that time, because I'm usually in church. And so I was at the, just sitting, just cooking and listening to the radio. And next thing I know, I had your name and number, and I was calling. And from that point on, everything has just been totally different. Totally different. That's amazing. But in, I just have a different feeling about myself and about my home, about everything.
Because at first, I was listening to you when you first called, and you really, I mean, by dealing with unnatural things, and it's even worse than witchcraft. I mean, worse.
I know, because I just couldn't feel that this was something that was natural, because it happened to me too suddenly. All of a sudden, it just, there I was sick. And it all happened when I told him I was not going to be seeing him anymore. And that, you know, that I thought it would be best if we went our separate ways. I said, you're not going to change him. It's not going to do me any good to continue sitting around waiting on you. I said, all you want to do every time you come jokingly away, you know. And I didn't pay it any attention, because I know once before he went to Nigeria. And when he came back.
And he even said the word voodoo.
Oh, he, you know, he's mentioned that to me more than one time, voodoo. But he did, he just said one time, he says, well, I'm going to put something on you, and you, nobody's going to ever have you. I can't have you.
And that's what happened to
you. You're not going to leave me.
And you've been this, how long has this been going on?
Well, I've been sick like this for a year. Well, not a year, I say, I really got sick in November, but we had been married 8 years, but we only lived together in the same house for 10 months, but I continued to see him. You know, we continued to come and spend time with me.
What has been going on since you called for the prayer package, the first prayer package?
You mean as far as
thing